Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mulinyera mukama wa Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Obura mu Kristo Yesu mu mwali atya.
And how is life in Christ Jesus in you?
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Angenda kusaba yongera mbulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request to move greet your brethren.
Mugambe ayongere okwaniriza Katonda kitafwe mbula mubwe.
Tell them to move welcome God the Father in their lives.
Ekigambo kye.
His word.
Mumuno moyo omutuku.
Together with his Holy Spirit.
Abawe ekifo ekisoka.
That he gives them the first place.
Masikati gobula mubwe.
In the midst of their lives.
Nembuweleza mukama bwamuyitide.
Even the ministry God has called them.
Nemirimu gye mikono gye jonna.
Even all the works of his hands.
Mukama abirenga mukuru mukuteesa.
That God will be great in counsel all the days of our lives. And he asks him armies of angels to serve and to serve together with them in the name of our Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus,
Umwana wa Katonda omulamu,
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okwaniriza.
And to move on to welcome you.
Eri omulembo omupya.
Onto the new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Okutuusa ku bulamu okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
To reaching you to life eternal.
Kubanga gwe mulembe Katonda gwe yasuubiza.
For it is the generation God promised.
Mu Zaburi ya 78.
In the Psalms chapter 78, verses 6 on to 8. And it's the generation which fights the destruction of children of God for lacking knowledge. As written Hosea 4 verse 6. And
he
said, my people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. That knowledge is the revelation.
We speak
of it in Proverbs chapter 29. Verses 18. That without revelation, people are destroyed. But we thank God who has brought his full knowledge together with his word Jesus, that he can reach us unto eternal life. As
he
promised, speaking John 17, verse 3. And he said that eternal life, it is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus. His
saints.
So this ministry of the full knowledge of God, we welcome you always to the new generation of the full knowledge of God and his glory, to reaching you to life eternal. Praise Jesus much. And right now we are leading God this worldwide promised call, where God has called all of us to work with him in his final work on the planet Earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. That we do through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel which was preached all creations in heaven and earth, to fight the material and gospel of the world, even the selling of miracles, which has caused many fall in hell and the curses in the world, and they go to be exceeding. But when we restore our gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness. It's the kingdom of heaven.
In
revealing the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, many
have
gotten saved to enter eternal life, because we prepare many for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on.
Government ya Katonda y'omuguru.
With God's heavenly government. God is heavenly government on the earth. Together with its central government. God is government, the governments of the world. To be able help us fulfill that great call above. We move on with the part 11. And we are still seeing the 8th department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness on the earth. Praise Jesus much. And this our 11th part. We move on to see the responsibilities. The first division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Division of the Spirit or the eye of the mighty of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we are going to be seeing the responsibility within that Spirit. The great revelation of the Holy Scriptures. Those which fill in heavens and earth, they were passed in the spirit of might, the responsible of by the spirit of might, to be fulfilled and to be put in action. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, praise Jesus much. I told you as we started, you prepare your 3 books of the Holy Spirit. Do not dare forget that. To prepare your mind, your heart, your inner man.
For that
books the Holy Spirit has to write as we study. As it is in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. And in the same way, because the Spirit has to bear your weakness, you do that you can.
You will not
bear that which you can. Now, as you are workers together with Him, you
two
begin to prepare your book, your Bible, even your pen. And you
two
write in your book, He two writes in His books, your heart, your mind, and your inner man. Then you fulfill Romans 8. Verse 26 to 27, that He bears your weakness.
Yes,
praise
amen.
Jesus
Christ.
So we want to move on
the division
with the fourth division of the Spirit or the eye of the mighty of God on the earth. And we want to see the responsibility.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we see the scriptures, those which were revealed through the spirit of might, those
which
be done in the heavens and the earth,
and
done in the spirit of the might of God. And then you will see the responsibilities of this division and those going to be responsible of it, and they are under the priest holding the fourth trumpet. Among the 7 priests holding the 7 trumpets, and even the angels from the 4th group, the group of angels, Abaddons of the chain, and them to work straight under the spirit to fulfill scriptures of truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are going to see like 5 to 6 points under this spirit. And the first point says that the spirit of might is the one who reveals or shows the power which is in the word of God. The Holy Scriptures, as they are in the Holy Book of God. And those scriptures speak most of uprooting, to tear down, or to destroy whatever God never built, that God never built and He never planted.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even to prove that the counsel of God we studied yesterday in the third division, it is fulfilled. It is built and it's planted by power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you've understood me well. That the spirit of might, through him they passed the scriptures. We show the power which is in the word of God, the holy scriptures, to be able to uproot, to destroy everything God never built, everything he never planted and he never built.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even to prove that the counsel of God that we studied in the third division, as it's in his word, the holy scriptures, it is fulfilled, it is built, and it is planted by power. That's why when he calls us as ministers, he begins to speak with us as he spoke with prophet Jeremiah.
In
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, and he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10.
Lava. Lero kutadewo kubo mkulu wa mawanga, ero wa matwali, gaba kabaka. Okusimbula, no kumenya, no kuzikiriza, no kusula. Okusimba, no kusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, and to build and to plant.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that too we know it's written. It shows the power which is in the word of God. But that power you hear within it, it passed through the spirit of might. It shows that scripture was passed through the spirit of might.
And
moves on to show the power that is in the word of God. Because God, when he sends us to all nations of the world, has been led with his Holy Spirit. But the words he has told us, the Holy Scriptures, and them are exactly in the spirit of mind to be fulfilled.
So
just as you hear Jeremiah chapter 1 in the verse 10, and he set him in place
over
the nations of the world, to root out everything God never planted, to pull down everything he never built, and to prove that he plants every thing God took castle, and he builds it by force. Let's repeat again that verse. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10.
Lava. Lero kutadewo kubo mkulu wa mawanga, ero wa matwali gaba kabaka. Okusimbula, no kumenya, no kuzikiriza, no kusula.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, and to build and to plant. Yes.
Adutekawo.
He sets us in place.
Kuno kuitwa kwa season.
You know, this is the worldwide call.
Okutukirizibwa kuita mu government ya Katonda okutukirizibwa okuita mu government ya Katonda yo muguru kusi.
Which is being fulfilled through God's heavenly government on the earth.
Kutugira ku government batuogera bwa kabaka bulamba.
When we speak of a government, we speak of an entire kingdom.
Naye jukira.
But remember,
ndi buba bwa kabaka obujjo okulwanangana obwa kabaka obwomusi.
That it's a kingdom coming to fight with the kingdom of the world.
Obwa kabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of Satan.
Si obwa kabaka obwa mawanga.
Not the kingdom of the nations.
Naye okubanga mawanga gamanyo okwekobana n'obwa kabaka bwa Satan.
because they chose not to connive with the kingdom of Satan. And Satan plants in whatever God never builds. Now we are sent. There are many scriptures in these holy scriptures. And them speak within the spirit of mind. And they are to be fulfilled by spirit of might. In the armies of angels of might. Praise Jesus much. But they put you there.
And
you have to prove that you destroy. Uproot whatever God never built. Everything God never planted, you uproot it. Everything He never built, you pull it down. It is to meaning that if someone twisted scriptures, their meaning, you are sent to bring them back to order. If they subtracted scriptures, you are sent to restore them back. If they added in them, you are sent to take out all that they added.
But
that they don't do it in the physical strength of food. They are done with the spirit of might with different signs.
It
do not appear like young. And when you go back to the verse
9,
when God sends you in the mission, He sent you by the spirit of might.
Asuka kugana kuogera nti ndi muto semanya ate ndi bichi
iyo natuna kubyogeraku. Please you to speak, I am young, I am lacking this, you don't speak
back. Ubanga yekatunda byaba kugamba bibera wansi wo moyo wa
amani. For he called what he tells you under spirit of might.
Amani gasubira kuwo mto mukuru no mukadde.
The power he can give the younger, the old and the youth.
Katusometulire.
Let's read as we hear.
Yeremiya sura esoka n'olunyiriri olwo mukaga.
Jeremiah chapter 1 and the verse 6.
Awoze nindi okanjogera nti wowe Mukama, Mukama Katonda, laba, laba, siinza kuogera, kubanga ndi mwana muto.
Then said I, Oh Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
Orinyolomusanvu.
Verse 7.
Naye Mukama nangamba nti, tuyogera nti ndi mwana muto, kubanga eribo na jena kutumanga, jono gendanga, iracho na chena kulagiranga, chono yogiranga.
But the Lord God said unto me, say not, I am a child. For you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Verses 8.
Tobatyanga, kubanga nze ndi wamu nawe okukuwonya, bwayogera Mukama.
Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Verses 9.
Awo Mukama nagolola omukono gwe n'akoma kamwa kange. Mukama nangamba nti laba. Mtadde ebigambo byange mu kamwa ko.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Yes.
Ebiyabisa moyo wa amanyi.
Those who pass them through the spirit of might.
So, what are you doing?
Now there are scriptures and them. And when you read them, you have you have to know that they are in the spirit of mighty. If you've been revealed it,
it
comes yours and you work with it. If you reveal the scriptures in the spirit of
mind,
if you begin to speak them, they are within that power and
they
fulfilled in that power.
So
what is revealed becometh yours, and you begin to walk within it and work within it.
So
you've always had Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. You can also give it your children and your children's children. Because God gives it to you. But because in not all seasons that the scriptures are revealed and we know. At times we do not know which spirits they speak by. For within the spirit they speak by is where they walk by. Let's read the Deuteronomy we hear. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verses
29. Naye ebibikkulibwa biba byaffe era by'abaana baffe emirembe gyonna tulyoke tukolenga ebigambo byonna eby'omu mateeka gano.
The sacred things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Yes. The sacred things belong to God. Those revealed, they become ours and our children and our children's children. That we may do them. You know, it's hard to always do them when you do not reveal of them. That's why many scriptures
those
under the spirit of might, but they do not come to pass. Not many discover through which they work. And there are many things moving on in the heavens and the earth, and the spirit of might is the one doing them, yet it is not revealed to children of men. His office or that is division not understood by children of men. But this time, because it's put in the
place,
we are to be revealed as scriptures are, as works are done by spirit of might in heavens and earth. You know, when the kingdom of God reigns in heaven and earth, kingdom is not just in these mere words.
But
let's just go speak scriptures, they don't come to pass. They are also in power. Because the kingdom of God is not only words, but even power is included. According to 1 Corinthians 4 verse 20, and he says like this,
1
Corinthians chapter 4 verses 20, for the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power.
Hey,
yes. You know the kingdom of God,
it
is not in words, but in power. Yet what speak of it? Scriptures, they are words. But they are scriptures than them. Because as we've come to see the three divisions above, those move in the spirit of wisdom, and they are fulfilled in the wisdom of the world. Those move spirit of understanding, and they are fulfilled down in the great understanding.
They
are both moved by spirit of counsel, and they are fulfilled by the counsel of God you cannot contend against.
What
most moved by spirit of mind
have
be fulfilled in the great power of God to be able to proclaim the kingdom of God. For when he tells us that the kingdom of God is manifested by works of the Holy Spirit, according to Matthew 12 verse 28, and he says like this, Matthew chapter 12 verses
28.
But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
Hey, yes, you have
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. What's brought me bring Matthew 12 28? And if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come to you. I wanted to connect for you 1 Corinthians we just read above, chapter 4 verse 20, that the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. Now the kingdom they have told us, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. But remember, this kingdom is not in words. Even though in the John chapter 6 verse 63, the words he tells us, their spirit, sure, but they come in which form of spirit? For it's a kingdom.
The
kingdom of God as we speak it. For it is the kingdom of God as the word. But he is the spirit. If I cast by the spirit, then the kingdom we see it.
Though you've
read the kingdom of God,
but speak of
the Holy Spirit behind.
The
words it speaks to us, they remain in the Spirit Himself.
They remain.
The Spirit, for you hear the word kingdom of
God,
the kingdom of God, it has power. If they tell it's come, my God. You straight
here.
Just pocket the kingdom of God has come to us. Yet behind it there is power. It is spoken in the Spirit.
I
told you John 6:63. That the words I say to you, they are spirit. They are life. They are not just mere words. But the Spirit is in wisdom,
a
great understanding,
in
the extreme cancer you can't
agile
in the mighty power. You know, in heavens, when we say, because kingdom of God and
Christ
and the salvation have come in power, they do not just come like that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Read me Revelations, we see. Revelations chapter 12, in the verse 10.
Nempulire dobozi dene muguru, ngaliyogira nti, kakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi, n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe, n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we. Kubanga alopa baganda waffe, yasuulibwa.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. Yes, they had a voice speaking.
Moguru
in heaven.
The
salvation has come.
Ruachi.
Why? Salvation has come.
No,
even the strength.
No, waka
the kingdom of our God.
Namanyika Christo.
And the power of his Christ.
Choose
of our brethren their night.
Asuri
is cast down.
Wabagamanti. Buzo waka baka.
When they say the kingdom has come, they do not just
speak
in words, there is power
involved.
In one of what is here, even the power of his Christ, even the strength, the strength and power which appear. And they are not just mere words.
Now,
this entire Bible, when you look in it, of course, as like we are taking off more seals.
They
are scriptures and they are in the spirit of might.
And
what they speak of,
they are done
in heaven and earth and day and night
to
prove that they are in the spirit of
mind.
And they are those which also us as ministers, we to speak them in that power, we understand it and it's fulfilled in that power. Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit said in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4 to 5, he said he did not speak persuading words but demonstrated the spirit and power. Let's read we hear.
Abakolinse kisoka isuli yokubiri nolunyiriryo lwokuna.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4.
Nechigambo kyange nokubulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambe byamagezi ebisenda senda ebinyonyolo magezi gobuntu. Wabula mukole soko moyo namanyi.
And my speech and my preaching we are not with enticing words of man's wisdom but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. Verse
5.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yes. Because even his preaching was not in words of human wisdom, those enticing words. Many times when preachers are speaking, speak something, can show power in it, but it tries to
understand.
Say,
hallelujah!
Hallelujah! That's not the power in the word. That is persuading, enticing people. Explain the power in the word.
The
limit of might behind this word. And you see how it does it. Wisdom persuading. Something has had it. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. You shout hallelujah. Walk around. You will never see overpower. And you put people's faith in human wisdom, not in the original power of God. That's why after they just moved out and they get called as if they've not been preached to. Put their power which is not right. The wisdom you're persuading enticing people,
but it's not
in the real power of God. When the word is in the power of God, if someone gets an argument out there,
none
can contend against the castle he has, for he's gotten it in the power of God. Now there are people, if they do weaken themselves, don't take the word of God as they hear it in its weight, even its power. And they say, even those are written, human beings wrote them about God. He weakens not.
When
you it in the power of God, take it in the power of God. All the cancer in it and the power weight in it, it will never reduce in your life. It will always be fulfilled. But we told you Proverbs 21, the verses 30. Nothing can stand against the counsel of God. Why? For it holds power. Read me that proverb, see. Proverbs chapter 21, verses 30.
Tewali magezi ne wankubadde okutegeera ne wankubadde okuteesa ku Mukama.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. There is never understanding, neither wisdom,
no
counsel against the Lord. Why? That most of all the scriptures, he passed them in the spirit of power. Though they are majorly those in the spirit of might to support the others, they support those who pass spirit of wisdom in understanding, in the counsel, and they are
supporting
in power to support the others.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
We
expect you more to understand me here. We want to enter in our second point.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. And there was put in place angels who are uncountable. They are the mighty ones to fulfill the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the Bible. I told you God put an innumerable company of angels, and they are the mighty ones to fulfill the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the Bible.
Yes, you ever been.
Praise Jesus much. When the castle of God took place, it said, but though angels to work in the spirit of wisdom, to fulfill words of wisdom, or angels to work under spirit of understanding, to fulfill scriptures of understanding, Even those put under spirit of counsel
to fulfill
show the great counsel of God. All we are given power from the spirit of might. And there is no angel you've reached on, and it's not giving power.
Message,
even Gabriel, who moves messages, he fights wars.
Even
angels under spirit of knowledge, whom we shall go to next. Angel of creation, he too is of might. Even the angels of fire who
are
under the spirit of fear of God, them too are of might.
Even
angel of seal of God under the spirit of the Lord, he too is of might.
Here,
when he speaks the spirit of might, he said, everything of mine, I have to give it power. You see, even we preachers, he gives us power. And he said, when the spirit will come, he'll give you power.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Now let's read the Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we say. Acts chapter 1 and the verse
8. Omoyo mutukuvubu alima loku jakumwe. Namwa muna abanga bajulilu abange, mu Yerusalemi, nemu Buyudaya bwonna, nemu Samaria, nokutusa kunkomerero yensi.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses unto both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. Yes. We too who work with the angels to fulfill the word of God, we are given power. That is why I told you that he put there an innumerable company of angels, and they are the mighty ones to fulfill the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God. I told you right from scripture, which passed through scripture of wisdom, as we first saw, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, whom we are into now, even to finish those seven spirits as we shall finish them. You see, even the angels, the messengers, those of the word of God, them to fight, they are mighty. When you read Daniel, what does he tell you?
Daniel 10
verse
20-21.
Daniel chapter 10 and verse 20. Then said he, know you why I come unto you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse 21. But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael, your prince.
He,
yes.
Gabriel
told prophet Daniel, no one is with me to fight those. But Michael, your prince. I'll tell what's noted in the scriptures of
truth.
You know, they are there to proclaim the word of God. Still, them too are the mighty ones to fight. But they have to fulfill the word of God.
Psalms 103
verse 20, he tells us.
Psalms
103 verses
20.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Yes. The angels are the mighty ones who fulfilled the word of God as they hearkened the voice of his word. All angels in all the groups under all the seven spirits,
and
proving they were given power from the spirit of might. Anytime we speak of powerful things, we speak of the spirit of might. Praise Jesus much. They are mighty ones who fulfill his word as they hearken to the voice of his words. And when we find someone say the angel of the Lord, and he says, but I failed. No. You say it's impossible. You are among the fallen angels. Angels of the living God, they are mighty ones.
The
person they call mighty, he does not fail. And is mighty and is powerful. Now there are things you read on the angels of the Lord in the whole Bible. Anyone you read of, you know that one must have power right from the spirit of might to fulfill the holy scriptures. Praise Jesus much.
So
we too who work with them, after we hold unto these holy scriptures, according to Revelation chapter 22, verses 7 unto 9, he speaks as he says this. Revelation chapter 22, from verse 7.
Era lava, njija mangu.
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse
8.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard them and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Verse
9.
Then he said unto me, see you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them who keep the words of this book, worship God. Yes. Them all the angels were given power right from the spirit of might to hear the voice of the word of God, whether it passed through spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel. They divided them into their groups. The one of might, the one of knowledge, of the fear of God, even the one of the Lord, to fulfilling the scriptures. We too is what he told us in the Acts, that they are going to come work with us to fulfill the scriptures. For we too are there to fulfill scriptures. We too have to be given power. That Jesus what he emphasized to us. Basing in the Matthew chapter 5, verse 17-18. Matthew chapter 5, from verse 17.
Temulowooza nga nti najja okudibya amateeka oba ebyaba nabbi.
Think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verses
18.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Yes. You know, you see that Matthew 5:17-18. It speaks in the mighty power. There is nothing you can remove from them till all are fulfilled. He speaks in the great council and he attaches on the extreme power. And no matter what you do, there is nothing you can take away till all have been fulfilled.
So,
brethren, there are thousands, innumerable number of angels. And they are mighty ones under the spirit of might to fulfill the scriptures. Now in this system there are those, the abaddons, we are going to see of
division
in division of the spirit of might, and them have to fulfill all the scriptures in the spirit of power. And you might, know, there's a time it reaches. And people tell us, let's enter
in.
Believe the word in the face. Rise where you are. See the power in the word. Tell him, how is that power? But if it does not
taste,
whether it's of the spirit of might,
find
their angels, the mighty ones, to fulfill. Feel that I believe, for these scriptures, kingdom of God is not these words we read here. There must be the power of the Spirit.
When
we say the words I say, they are spirits.
There
must
be
armies of angels, for they too are spirits. Those that come to serve us, yet they've come as spirits.
They are
under which spirit this time?
Who
have believed much more than the olden times, if we first understood that the power in the word is this one, that is what the Lord wrote. They are not just mere words, but it's the Spirit himself. And the Spirit himself is God. The other attached on them, the mighty ones, the angels behind them, that they fulfill them, and them to a spirit, and they work under the spirit. It would have been so easy for us. I would have believed when I've read. Now when I read Isaiah, but 1:1-2, and I discovered under which spirit, I know the angels behind it, and I believe that. I want to believe in the spirit and in the mind. You first read me Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 31:1-2. Isaiah chapter
31:1.
Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and rely on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Verses
2. So tebali komiawo bigambo bye. Naye alibagolokokerako ku nyumba yabo abakola obubi ne ku buyambi bwabo abakola ebitali bya butuukirivu.
Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evil doers and against the help of them that work iniquity.
Osobola okubiwulira ebyo?
Now you can hear such words. And he said, those who get help of the sorcerers,
Zibasanzi,
war unto them,
nonya,
those who never seek me.
No, chisobango, ulira, mbutufu cha amani.
If you read it, indeed you hear it is of
no,
power.
Kubi, nirugamba, kubanjaba, goloko, kira, konsa, the, nyo, buyambi,
verse
babu.
2 say, I will arise against them, destroy their help. But you ask, where is God going to come out from?
Do not
know how he sent his spirit and they are done.
And
through which spirit is he going to send there?
For in Psalms 104
verse 30, he sent his spirit there created.
But now he's going
to be sent the spirit in mighty.
And
the army of angels will follow them too in might.
Let
me tell you a secret
of
the weakness of your faith.
The
secret of the weakness of your faith.
When a
person will pray in the spirit,
you
would even have prayed even in the understanding in the mind.
If a person
would have believed in the
spirit,
you would have believed even in the understanding.
But because you
believe in
the spirit
but not in understanding, your power is very little.
The person,
if you have prayed in spirit,
you
would have prayed even in understanding. And he says, amen.
For
he prays in the spirit, even in understanding.
He can
say, amen, that is the exact prayer.
And it's going
to be that amen.
Even when a person
has prayed in spirit, in the believing,
for
in spirit we are in
faith.
For we don't, here we walk by flesh.
But
in faith.
When you
have prayed in the spirit, in
faith, you
would have prayed also in understanding.
And he
said, amen, it is
done.
According to understanding, it shows him it is finished. Understanding show what you prayed as written here
as
the spirit of power behind going to fulfill as
army
angels who are going to be sent. They
fulfill.
Hallelujah. Amen. But he prays in faith within the spirit but not in understanding.
That's
why his faith is weak. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
he
says, I would have wanted to pray in the spirit. But even in understanding,
the same that I
have prayed in faith,
for
I believe the word of
God. But
when I understand how it is going to be fulfilled,
abakolinse kisoka esule ye 14 na olunyiriri ole 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 15.
Kale chichi nasabyango omoyo era nasabyanga na magezi nayimbyango omoyo era nayimbyanga na magezi.
What is it then? I will pray in the spirit and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. Both need to be done and there too.
I want
to pray in the spirit, in the faith, even in understanding. And I know very well that I prayed is the spirit they are done like this and that. And there I send the spirit of understanding. Sent spirit of wisdom to cause the one of the wise to perish.
He
sent upon angel Michael of warfare.
You
know such kind of prayer? That is what I am into in all my time.
Me,
my value does not reduce in faith, it always increases. Always I pray in the faith and in the understanding. I pray in the spirit and the faith, even to understand how things are going to happen. And I look to the criteria whether they move on very well.
When
ahead. If I
say
they don't move on well,
I say,
Lord, I pray
like this.
I didn't see your angel and your angels and your spirit to fulfill.
No,
I ask for your angel and the spirit to fulfill. I go to another level of faith. Sure.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. amaanyi mwegali mu kigambo.
You know the power is in the word. But how is that power? You first repeat that
conference.
I have told you. I want you to know why you are weak in your faith. And why has your faith always got reducing? And I told you how a pastor needs to pray in the spirit, in the faith. Still would have prayed in the understanding.
And then
he says amen, for he has understood how it will happen. Read that we hear.
Abakolinse chisoka esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri ole 15.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 15.
Kale chichi nandisabyenga omoyo nti kale chichi nasabyanga omwoyo era nasabyanga n'okutegeera nayimbyanga omwoyo era nayimbyanga n'okutegeera.
What is it then? I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. Verse 16.
Kubanga bw'osaba omukisa mu mwoyo abeera mu kifo ky'oyo atamanyi anaddamu atya nti amiina olw'okwebazaako.
Else, when you shall bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the place of the unlearned say, amen, at your giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what you said? Yes! How can that be?
Kakati, bosavyo umoyonga gweto tegera, bigena kubeda bitya.
Don't understand how they're going to happen.
Bitukira bitya.
How they're going to be fulfilled. How can you just say amen over what? And the one you pray
does
not know how that happened. Now you say amen in a hypocritical way. Sure. When you pray, believe you've been given. But we've been given how?
Then,
Prophet Moses, they were wise. That's why they manifested great works. God told him, I'm going to go with you.
He
said, if I don't see of your angel, I am not going anywhere. He said, I believe. In understanding, I'm about to understand well. I want to see of your angel. He told him, now my angel is going to lead you. He gave him a sign, a pillar of the cloud in the day and a pillar of fire in the night. Now I've understood how they're going to be. Let's go. There are those who say we believe before without seeing.
Chitufu.
It's true. Faith without seeing, it's true. But faith without understanding is not faith. They have not said to believe without understanding. How can you
there
believe when you do not understand? What have you believed then?
Yes.
Without seeing is true and right. But no believing when you've not understood. What have you then believed? God, you are so good. You teach us to profit. And you show us the way we are to take. See it, we do both.
He
does not teach you, leave you, teach you, and he shows you now pass here and here to reach there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Let me give you an example. The scriptures in the spirit of might.
This
is like Isaiah 44, verses 26. It says like this.
Isaiah esule yana mwenya n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Isaiah chapter 44 verses 26.
Ti anyweze ekigambo ky'omuweerezaawe. Ti anyweze ekigambo ky'omuweerezaawe n'entuukiriza okuteesa kw'ababaka be. ayogera ku Yerusalemu nti kirituulwamu ne ku bibuga bya Yuda nti birizimbibwa nange ndigolokosa ebifo byamu ebyazika.
That performeth the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up its waste places. Yes. That performs the words of his servants. He fulfills the word of his messengers. How does he watch over it? We must know that there is a spirit he has sent, even angels. Those going to fulfill, for if you go above two verses above, he shows if he is to fulfill it, what if he breaks away what would have hindered it.
Isaiah sura ya 4 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Isaiah chapter 44 and the verse 24.
Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama omununuzi wo eri yakubumba okuva mu lubuto. Tinze Mukama akola byonna. Abambe guluze ka ayanjuluze ensi ani aliya wamu nange.
Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, and he that formed you from the womb, I am the Lord that make all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreads abroad the earth by myself.
Yes.
He first shows you his mighty power. I stretch heaven by myself. I do that by myself. I do all heavens are laid there myself. Who helped me?
He
all the words following down is to fulfill them by power. You think behind the spirit of
might,
angel Abaddon to kill plans of the crafty. Let's read that you hear.
Isaiah chapter 44 verses 25.
That frustrates the omens of the liars and makes the diviners mad, that turneth the wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolish. He shows you. He frustrates the omens of the liars.
Nalalusa abarogo nabasuledda
diviners mad. He turns the wise men backwards. He makes those with knowledge to be foolish. Then he fulfills words of his servants, no diviner stands against it. Yes.
Just
and he fulfills the words of his messengers. How?
Read
Isaiah 44 verse 6.
It's
a powerful word, but you don't know how.
Two
verses above, he first told you how.
Said,
I, God alone, does all by myself.
Heavens,
I laid myself by power. Now when I finish, I accuse the omens of the liars. I make diviners
mad.
Those who stand in my word, I've taught my servant to speak.
I make
the wise to be foolish. They can't take counsel. I take knowledge from them. The word of my servant is fulfilled. My spirit
will
fulfill what he said, and no one can stand before it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus,
man.
Now you need to know.
We are
under spirit of mighty, we see. Even puts angels the mighty ones.
There are people
always are heroes. Chapter 13 and 14. He sends angels.
But where is he?
They serve us.
But where is that?
They serve us what? They serve us as they fulfill that he promised in the scriptures. Because we don't know there are one behind to fulfill them. For we say, oh, no, I ask this. And you think God is going to descend from heaven? He does it on earth.
He
put their angels to fulfill the words they say. He gave them power through the spirit of might. You just pray in the scriptures, you read them and kick there. And your faith appears little.
See,
I know angels to fulfill them, and I call them, and the faith increases in me. When I think they have weakened, Spirit himself, they walk through, I tell him, empower them more. And I come from faith, more speak into more faith.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Read Hebrews, we see. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 14.
Naye ku malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti, tula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo, okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere ebyo.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Verse
14.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? Yes. They sent to minister.
I want a wife.
Oh Lord, because it is written. Hebrews. It is written.
Proverbs
chapter 18. Verse 22.
I want a wife.
Open my eyes, Lord.
Mokama,
Lord,
Mareka Gabudier,
the vision, open my eyes,
to
see my person.
That's
one to open your eyes that you see.
Angel Gabriel,
of the spirit of understanding, those of the vision and the dreams. Now you just pray hungingly. If you're a woman, you say, Lord, it is written. Genesis 24.
Rebecca.
And she saw Isaac. Lord, me too. Give me to see. And he shows me my person.
Lord,
I don't want to take it from the throne, for you will not leave it.
And
even the Father, he remained in his throne, he does not go from
so
even the word just clothed flesh came to us.
Let's
let him come back the second time. Now there is one who came from the throne, the mercy seat, the Holy Spirit, and
it's
the one sent, and they are done, and he works with the angels. You see how faith go far?
Say,
God, come from your throne. He will not come from his throne. You're lying.
You
know that he is a king of kings.
For
your king rarely cometh from his throne, the one of the world, except when he's pleased.
When you want
to force God from his throne, him the king of kings, the Lord of lords, but he put way of doing things you don't want to be revealed of them. That's why you take law to get from him.
Ayaya.
You know, God sent his word, he said. It will not go back till it's fulfilled. He attached on it thousands of angels. See, you just see Matthew 10. And gave them power. Demons to cast in them.
It to
be put upon angels to chase demons. Because you have not been revealed of it.
Matthew 10,
verse 1.
One
disciples.
Give
them power.
To
casting them. And you can't enter Psalms 35. Verse 5 and 6. And the angel of the Lord chased them. What does that say? Jeremiah chapter
1
verses
11. Jeremiah, olaba ki?
Zaburi.
Zaburi ya Sura 35 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 35 from verse 5.
Zaburi ya 35 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Psalms chapter 35 from verse 5.
Nti baberenge ebisusunku ebitwalibwa n'empewo. Era malaika wa Mukama ngabagoba.
Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them.
Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Ekkubo lyabwe libeere ekizikiza n'obuserezi. Era malaika wa Mukama ngabayigganya.
Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Yes.
Mukama bwatugamba Matayo 10.
When God tells us in Matthew 10, verses 1.
Naita bigizo nabo buinza ku demonyo zigoba.
And the called disciples gave them power to casting demons.
Buinza bwasoko twaye moyo mutukufu.
The power he has given us is the Holy Spirit.
Matayo 12:28.
Matthew 12:28.
Webango bemizimu kubo moyo wa katoni.
If I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you.
Ato buinza buddako ba malaika abazira
bana. Power is the angels, the mighty ones.
Nabo ulide mu zabu.
As you've heard Psalms 35, verses 5 and 6. That they run as they
were.
The angel of the Lord is chasing them. And they go in the dark and the slippery. And the angel of the Lord persecuted them. The angel of the Lord can persecute the demon. And they chase it. And they run through the villages. Now you, they tell you to chase the demon. Can you chase it as you run marathon? You did understand the way to chase it. That's why they are always in the synagogues, in the different churches.
You
chase by name and they run because of the name of Jesus. They reach just
this.
They reach the no more hear name of Jesus.
Now
when they end hear name of Jesus and the name chases, angel of the Lord comes to intervene. You see me, the faith I am into, I can chase by the
demon.
Go in the
name
that have a fortune
heaven.
The demon runs and reaches the city center.
And
no more hears my voice. You chase it.
It intervenes
and it flees again. You can move from faith going deep, and thus faith has been fulfilled.
So
a prayer of faith can avail much, and the one of a righteous man avails much in his working. All those with it all long to understand them. Spirit of might shows us the authority of working of God. And the spirit of might are thousands of angels. Them to fulfill scriptures. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 9-11. God has to be able to watch over his thoughts. The Holy Scriptures. These words. He says like this. Isaiah chapter 55 in the verse 9.
Amakubo gange bwegasinga bwegati amakubo gammwe n'ebirowoozo byange ebirowoozo byammwe.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Olinyolekumi.
Verse 10.
Kuba enkuba nga bwekkana omuzira okuva mu ggulu nebitaddayo ti naye nebifukirira ettaka nebirimeza nebiribaza nti nebiwa omusizi ensigo n'omuli ebyokulya.
For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Yes. You know, God speaks with authority.
My
word cannot return to be void. Accomplish whatever I sent it for.
He
put the spirit of might and he gives power.
He
gives to thousands of angels authority. Watch over all the word of God as the Bible is. If we got revealed of this, you know, I told you the other faith you speak of, all along it had little strength.
When
you read a word and you believe it, but not in understanding the way it is. Yet you need to believe within understanding still. And then you see power.
Or
anytime God gives you knowledge, that's when you see power. If there's no knowledge, is no power.
If
not understood, you don't have knowledge.
Something.
It's power, it is hard to see of it. You know, when we see reach the spirit of might, we shall see second Corinthians. The spirit of knowledge. We shall reach the second Corinthians. Chapter
4.
Verses
6
to
7.
God commanded light of knowledge shine in darkness.
Treasure
he put in the vessel of clay, the treasure of knowledge. And the much power came from him.
So said if,
and not from us.
Before
you've gotten knowledge of what you do, many times power is minimal. Mostly in the word of God. See, even in the world,
do
something you don't understand, you do not have power of them. Praise Jesus.
So what so
that in this Hebrews 12:23, where God put the thousands of the angels and the mighty ones, impacting them power from the spirit of might to fulfill in his words. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22.
Neyemuze ku lusozi Sayuni, ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Thousands of angels. All them gave them power from the spirit of might, that they can do that work.
Even
though they are both specialized under the spirit of might. The angel Abaddon of the chains. Those who bind the demons. Now imagine 100 trillions of them, of angels. You expect, how many are these verses which make up those scriptures? We shall sit one day and we say Isaiah has these chapters. And we first say each chapter is handled by one angel. On 100 trillions of angels. And we say every chapter. We can say how many are the books. Divide every book will have how many angels who are in charge of it. Read me Revelations 5 verse 11, we see. Revelations chapter 5 verses
11.
Revelations chapter 5 verses
11. Abeetolodde entebe n'ebiramu n'abakadde n'omuwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi emirundi obukumi And I
beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Yes.
Trillion chikumi.
100 trillions. How many books in the Bible? 66. Now divide them.
100
trillions divided by 66. Each book has how many angels in charge of it? You calculate there. After you give each book, how many angels? And all verses you begin to give them. You first give every book. You next give every chapter. And then you give every verse. And you see that which will not be fulfilled. But one angel watches over one entire book, we can do that. That's why we've been having wickedness.
It's got
to study the division of spirit of might. In the department of fullness of Holy Spirit on the earth.
We
wanted even this, you understand them. Praise Jesus much. So I want to move on to a next point.
That
these holy scriptures, because they are spirits, God to put upon them the unlimited power of the Spirit to see that they are fulfilled.
Them
themselves hold the power of the Spirit. Yes. Power which is not measured. And the Spirit is there in the fullness and is not measured. For all the scriptures, they are the words of God, the Spirit. You, if you move, speak of them,
he
can give you the Spirit without measuring him. You know, we read John 6 verse 63, and he told us these words. John chapter 6 verse 63. It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes. The more you speak the Holy Scriptures, and you've not twisted meaning, not subtracted, neither added in them, you speak the Spirit.
But
if you begin to speak them like that, God, he too gives you Spirit when he's not measured him.
And
there are seasons we are going to reach into, and we no more measure the Spirit that is in which measure. In the power and in all working, mostly the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival,
in
the restoration of all things,
move
from nation Uganda, year 2022, to spread the whole world. Now, I've advised you, if you want to see the unlimited power and they're following the Holy Scriptures, passing through Spirit of
Mind,
you speak them the way they are. Speak them in
the
spirit of understanding. You don't twist meaning. You don't subtract, add in them. But do four and above commands. Do four and above verses. From the Old and New Testament, you will see of the power which is not measured. For in the John 3, verse 44, whom God sends speaks the words of God. And when he gives him Spirit, he is not measured him for. You read that, we say. John chapter 3, verses 34.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda. Kubanga bwagaba omwoyo tamugerera.
For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives not the spirit by measure unto him. Yes. If you speak them the way they are, for them are the spirits. He just adds on his spirit which spreads everywhere.
You
reach and you speak in the middle of the city and the village,
and
every person is trembling. One with pride and they can no more agile. Beats all the wisdom of the wise in the world. Pick one or two and those of come to
Ajah,
they cannot lift a tongue, they feel it's heavy in them. But what hindered this power is one thing. We didn't think of these words that they are spirits. And that God can give power upon them and the spirit is not measured him. For in Micah chapter 2 verses 7, you cannot speak of the spirit of the Lord that it's limited.
And
it's not do good to those who move in his words uprightly. Micah chapter 2 and the verse 7.
Kiriyogerwa gwe nyumba ya Yakobo nti omoyo gwa mukama gufunze bino bye bikolwa bye ebigambo byange tebiwomero yatambula n'obugolokofu.
O you that are named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walks uprightly? Yes. The spirit is there behind the words of God. Unto those walking uprightly.
And
then it will work for them when it's not limited. You cannot limit him. He can work.
And
I prove to you, brethren, that speak these scriptures knowing they as the Spirit. And when you will speak them the way they should be, the holy scriptures, you will see the Spirit of the Lord who is not limited. You see that they do good to them who hear you. In them they have a spirit who cannot be limited if you walk in them uprightly. Remember, if the words they are spirit,
it
remains the God who is unlimited. For in John chapter 4 verse 24, he said God is the spirit. How can you limit and end them when that is God? In the ministry ethics we saw that the words of God and God, there is no way you can separate them. Even though you've twisted them, then you've twisted God. It's to speak but not in righteousness and not in truth. And you cannot dare see him, yet we are speaking about him. Read John and we see. John chapter 4 and the verse 24.
Ti katonda gwe moyo naba bamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mu moyo namazima.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes. God is a spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That God is a spirit. Yet even the scriptures, they are spirits. If you twist the scriptures, you are trying to twist in God. It means you speak of him, but not in truth, neither in righteousness. It will be very hard for him to manifest. He warned of you that in Isaiah. You speak of me, but not in truth. When you twist the scriptures, you twist in God.
You
preach to us another thing and not the living God.
He cannot
even manifest his power. You must read for us there, you see.
Isaiah
chapter 48 in the verse 1.
Muulire kino mwe nyumba ya Yakobo abatumibwe erinnya lya Isirayiri era abavudde mu mazzi ga Yuda abalayira erinnya lya Mukama era abogera Katonda wa Isirayiri naye si mazima so si mbutuukirivu.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Yes.
In
the time it twists scriptures, for they are spirits. John 6:63. And yet God is a spirit. John 4:24.
The
end of speak of God, but not in truth. And not in righteousness. You will never see of his power. But remember, if he is attached power on them and is put upon them the unlimited spirit, himself is the one who manifests as God with unlimited power. According to Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, he says like this. Revelation chapter 19, verse
6. Alleluia. Kubanga Mukama Katonda wafe. Agatakoma afuga.
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigns. Yes. God of the unlimited power is one who puts in unlimited spirit and he manifests unlimited power unto those speaking his words. For his words, they are spirits.
He
puts upon them spirit of power that unlimited.
So tujukide bulungi.
So we've remembered well. Yes.
Amanya agata ko magali emabega w'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Unlimited power which is behind the word of God. The holy scriptures.
Point ya fuyoguna.
Our fourth point.
Yugira kungeri omoyo wa amanya.
It speaks of the way the spirit of might.
Yarabisiramu amanya agata koma.
Manifested the unlimited power. In the creation of heaven and the earth, even to upholding them, even to running them.
But now
we're still moving on working. In upholding the world in the airspace, to governing, running, and to grow things within it. Friends, it's just exceeding. In the Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 and
3,
after he created them all in power, still he sustained them in that power. Let's read, we hear. Hebrews chapter 1 in the verse 2.
Munaku zinezo luvanyuma yayogerera na fe mu mwana gwe yasawo kuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonze ebintu byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse 3.
Oyo bwali okumasa amasoko ekitiibwa kwe. Oyo bwali okumasa amasoko ekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi kye ddala bwali era bw'asitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waggulu.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Yes. After he created things, still he upholds them in the airspace. The giant big stars.
Enjuba.
The sun.
Umwezi.
The moon.
Ne planet.
Even the planets.
As they
rotate in the airspace. Things growing on it, you don't even see power growing those plants. The spirit of power is working. All those
it
needs to reveal there
unto
the world and to know the working of spirit of mind, which moves on up to today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read in Isaiah chapter 40, 21 to 26, he speaks of that authority,
all
the power which created heavens and earth and their fullness,
and
that which upholds in the airspace, that which grows things when we do not see, yet they grow.
Division
of spirit of mind, it's what does all that. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 20.
Temunnamanya, temunnawulira, temubuulirwanga okuva ku lubereberye, temutegeeranga okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Verse
22.
It is he that sits upon the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. Yes. You hear all that power.
He
stretched the heavens as a curtain. The earth he made it and it is circular. Those within it
see
like grasshoppers according to how the spirit of mighty sees it. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 23. That brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as nothing. Yes. All those the spirit of might.
No,
the princes to perish. Judges, what are they doing? They judge death unto others, he who comes for them. Who can rebuke him? All those are of the spirit of mind. The scriptures you read, you don't know how they are done. And how are they there? But God is moved to reveal you how they
live
and how they are fulfilled. Let's move on to the next verse. Isaiah 40, verse 24.
Wewao, tebasimbibwanga. Wewao, tebasigibwanga. Wewao, ekikolo kyabwe tekisimbibwa. Tekisimbanga mizi muttaka. Era abafuwako ne bawotoka nembuyaga nyingi ne zibatwalira ddala ng'ebisusunku.
Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth, and it shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the weary wind shall take them away as stubble. Verse 25.
Kana anigwe mulifana nyanze okumwe nti okwenkanankana. Bwayogera omutukuvu.
To whom then will you then liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One?
Abiri mukaga.
Verse 26.
Muyimusa amaaso gammwe waggulu mulabe yatonda ebyo bwali. Afulumye ejje lyabyo ng'omuwendo gwabyo bwe guli. Byonna abituuma amannya. Olw'obukulu bw'obuyinza bwe. Era kubanga wa amanyi mukuyinza tubali na kintu ekibulako.
Lift up your eyes on high and behold who has created these things, that brings out their hosts by number. He calls them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power. no one is missing. Yes. Now, when you look to them, what can you say that this Lord was lacking? Is anyone who said that, Lord, I was lacking to be taller? Is it to cancel the short and the tall to be in this earth? You want to argue against the counsel of the Almighty? He sees that you're not lacking. He
says,
how God, I'm so small. When he put food for you, you failed to eat it well. Now you attach the case on him. How comes that, Lord, be I'm all bent in figure? You invented many things. They troubled you. Now you're putting excuses on the Lord. All the rest, how comes they're all rightful in shape? Gets you Ecclesiastes 29. That you moved on to devise better things that trouble you. What can you tell him? But he's a mighty one.
The
power which upholds the earth in the airspace. To grow all things that move on. The vision of the spirit of mind. And he explains all within the scriptures. Moves on to work to reaching up to today. Job 26:7-8. Speaks of the earth. How it's in the airspace. Yet it's never fallen from there. Even people don't know authority which maintains it there. Let's read we here. Job chapter 26 from verse
7.
He stretches out the north over the emptiest place and hangs the earth upon nothing. Verse
8.
He binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not torn under them. Yes. The earth, he put it up in the airspace. It is right there rotating. The spirit of mighty is doing all those. These clouds you see above, in them is water which is more than that in the sea or the ocean. But it does not get torn. When he says, let it rain, they rain down rainfall. If they get torn and there's no command is put for them. A cloud carrying an entire ocean and it falls upon you. But what can you argue against? What can you argue against? For even earth is always rotating. And the food comes from the ground.
Yet
first come from the sun to enter the ground. Those you've never known. According to Job chapter 28 and the verse 5. Job chapter 28 and the verse 5. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread. As for the earth, out of it comes food. But under it, it stand up as it were a fire. Yes. It is rotating. Under it at its base, there is a fire. And we wait food come from the ground. Yet even the ground when it comes out, it first comes from the sun to get down. They are not to be explained to those ones. The priest of the first trumpet, even those who minister in this division, they will tell us authority which put in place all those.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye oyinza kuwakanira ki?
Now what can you argue now?
Gwe atamanyi na magumba yegakulira mu lubuto.
You who does not know how bones grow within the womb.
Naye olw'obuyinza bwegakulayo.
But by his authority they grow from there.
Ononya mujiri omukazi.
You seek for the ova of a woman.
N'okebera mujiri omusajja.
And you seek in the sperm of a man.
Nga tolabamuwadde egumba.
You do not see any bone within it.
Naye munnange nelikula mu lubuto.
But friend, the weight grows in the womb.
Nakugaba buyinza bwe bikola.
And it tells the authorities doing that.
Okuyita mwe wa mani.
Through the spirit of mind.
Yonna teri alaba mbana baba.
No one sees that in the children of men.
Baga mubulizi 10 nemo nyoro kuta.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 5.
Yagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Omubulizi esule ye 10 nemo nolo nyiriyo lokutano.
Ecclesiastes 11 verses 5.
Ngabo otomanye kubo eliyempewo bweriri. Ngabo otumanye kubo eliyempewo bweriri. Niwa kubadde magumba pegakulira mu lubuto. Luoyo aliyo lubuto. Era bwote bwotumanye mulimu gwa Katonda akola byonna.
As you know not what is the way of the wind. Know how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so you know not the works of God who makes all. Now all those you do not know them. You don't know even how bones grow. And when we speak of the great works, you've reached and you've said. Maybe you're speaking scriptures, not the works of God. The earth came out by evolution. That there happened a big bang. That then there happened an evolution.
Solution is many chemical.
The chemicals element and the elements made up the earth.
Then nezibwatuka. Kati elements zavao.
Now elements came from where?
Echazibwatula
chavao. And what blew them? It came from where?
Timutulalukirako.
Don't
mugana obuyinza bwa mukama.
Mad on us as you reject the authority of God.
Muyinza chinga ne bajja mu ababigunja bafwa.
What can you do when your forefathers who invented them they died?
Nebaba wandikira ebitabo byobulimba.
And they wrote you books.
Namwe mugoberere ebitabo byabafu.
You too follow the books of the dead.
Tugoberere bya Katonda omulamu.
We follow the book of the living God.
Kati mungobere big bang book.
That the big bang book.
Ni abiwandika yafanga ratege.
Even the one who wrote it died when he does not understand.
Ne mokugobere cha Katonda omulamu ambulira byakola.
Fail to follow book of the living God who tells what.
Wali eranga ategeera.
And he still lives yet he also understands.
Nayinga
but as we finish.
Ngamaliriza.
As I finish.
Mu moyo wa amanyi
the spirit of might.
Katonda mwaitibwa Katonda owamanya gatako.
God is where is called the God omnipotent.
Era arabika wonawona.
And he appears everywhere.
Gwe tuita omnipresence.
Who we call the omnipresent.
Oba omnipresent.
The omnipresent.
Mu moyo waamanyi.
In the spirit of might.
Katonda aitibwa owamanya gatako.
Is where God is called the omnipotent.
Era Katonda arabika wona.
And the God omnipresent.
Okutuka ko kigambe ekitibwa everlasting
to reaching the word called everlasting
ekisingani okusuka egulija nensebya
that found beyond the new heavens and the new earth
ebisingani waguru we
those found above the heavens
okuvira damugure iliwo nensi
right from the heavens which is and the earth.
Ngambi bwenti
I've said like this
ti mu moyo wa amanyi
that in the spirit of might
Katonda aitibwa owamanya agatakuwa
God is called the Lord God omnipotent.
Era Katonda ali wonna.
And the Lord omnipresent.
Okutuuka mbuta gwao.
To reaching the everlasting.
Okuvira dala okusuka egwerija nensimpya.
When you move beyond the new heavens and the new earth.
Ebisingani waguru wegu.
Those found above the heavens.
N'okuyita muguri yonna.
And passing through all the heavens.
Okutuuka ku nseno jetu.
To reaching this planet earth where we are.
Buli wamu wali atenga buli wamu arabisa wa manya agatako.
Where is there and he manifests there the unlimited power.
Yonna bikolera moyo wa amani.
All he does them through the spirit of might.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyo no bitwa musomye ko mukubikulirwa.
Those are what we read of him in Revelations.
Esura ye 10 nomba nyoro mukaga.
Revelations chapter 19 verse 6.
Okubikulirwa esura ye 10 nomwenda nolo nyiriri olwo mukaga.
Revelations chapter 19 verse 6.
Nempulirange dobozi liye kibine kinene. Erange dobozi lya mazza manji. Erange dobozi liyo kubwatuka okwa manyi. nga byogera nti aleluya kubanga mukama katonda waffe omuyinza we kubanga mukama katonda waffe owamanya agatakoma afuga.
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of the many waters, as the voice of the mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigns. Yes. In the spirit of might, God is where he is called. The Lord God Omnipotent and the Lord Omnipresent. To reaching the everlasting. When you hear the word everlasting, we speak of the unlimited power, and it is God himself. Moving from above the new heavens and the new earth, those found above the heavens, passing through all the heavens which is, and to reaching this earth where we are, and he manifests there. Even his unlimited power manifests. When you look to things surrounding you, you see indeed God is there. And even his unlimited power is there, yet you've not seen him officially. For he appears in John 4 verse 24 that God is the Spirit. But that all along we speak that God is Spirit. We say that he appeared in the spirit of mind. Every place is unlimited. I will not speak more beyond that. But all those, they are fulfilled under the fourth group of the angels, which is led by the archangel Abaddon of the chains. He has the fourth ball of the wrath of God.
It's
commanded by angel holding the fourth trumpet, the fourth trumpet of God.
According
to Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2, and he says this, Revelation chapter 8 in the verse 1,
bwe yabimbula akabonero ak'omusanvu ne waba akasirikirira mu ggulu nga kitundu kya ssaawa.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So that angel holding the fourth trumpet, on the seven angels having the seven trumpets of God, is one who commands all that done under spirit of might, to fulfill all scriptures which are under the spirit of might. And he commanded the angel holding the fourth ball of the weapons of the wrath of God, according to Revelation chapter 15
and
the verse 1. Revelation chapter 15 verses
1. Nga walina ebibonyobonyo musanvu ebyenkomerero kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Yes. And that angel holding the bowl, his name is called Abaddon. Abaddon of the chains and of the bottomless pit. According to Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, he says like this. Revelation chapter
9,
verses 11.
Erinya mulebulania Abaddon.
And they had a king over them, who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, But in the Greek tongue, he has the name Apollyon. Yes.
Abaddon
leads in the binding of demons. The fallen angels. According to Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, you will be reading them. Praise Jesus much. But this group of the angels of the chains, they make a total number of 200 billions. And they are divided into two. Those working in hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, and the others working on death, unclothing spirits taking them from their bodies on this earth. According to Revelation 9 verses 16, he says like this. Revelation chapter 9, verse
16.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. Yes. They totaled to 200 billions. They are led by Angel Abaddon of the chains. Angel of the bottomless pit. The prison of God. Hell. And I told you they are divided into two. Some they walk within hell, the prison of God, which is known as the bottomless pit, binding all rebellious spirits, those of the fallen angels, and from the children of men, those who never repent because of sin, and are tormented to the day of judgment. And there are those who work on death, unclothing spirits which are in different bodies. As Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, it says, Revelation chapter 6 and verse
7.
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come and see. Verses 8.
Nendaba, era laba. Embalase ya chenvu ne yali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe nagenda daye ne bawebwa buyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna ekyensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi.
And I looked, behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with anger and with death, hey, and with anger and with disease and with the living creatures of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They both move together. They are divided into two. Where death passes, he spirits from the bodies. Hell follows him from behind. Those of the rebellious are the ones which are most needed.
And
takes them in hell, in the prison of God, in the bottomless pit. If death gets out spirits, they are for the holy ones. He gets them to the angels we saw in the first groups above. Praise Jesus much. But the spirit of might, and this fourth group of the angels, Angel Abaddon of the chains, they are represented on this world. The teaching priest with the fourth trumpet of God. According to those in Joshua chapter 6, verses 6, and it says like this. Joshua chapter 6 and the verse 6.
Yoshua omwana wa Nuni naita bakabona nabagamba nti musitule sanduko yendagano era bakabona musanvu basitule ngombe musanvu ezama yembe gendige sajja bazikulembeze esanduko ya Mukama.
And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord.
Mm.
Yes.
Bakabuna musanvu.
The 70 priests.
Mumaso gesanduko ya mukama.
Before the ark of the covenant.
Ekigambo cha Katonda.
That of the word of God.
Okulaba nga kituukirizibwa.
To see that it is fulfilled.
Bafwe kondere sanduko netambuzibwa.
Bound the trumpet and the ark is born.
Mwe kigambo cha Katonda.
Which holds the word of God.
Mukama akumpere omukisa.
May God bless you. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, even to spreading far to the four corners of the earth. In the name of our Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Amen.